This is Crick Info Audio.
Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. A short while ago, Sachin Tendulkar announced that he will not be travelling to the West Indies to join the Indian side for the Test Series. He hasn't recovered sufficiently from a shoulder injury and there is still weakness in his arm. I am speaking to Sambit Bal, Crick Info's editor, about the repercussions of this news. Sambit, how much of an impact will Sachin's absence have on the Indian side?
I think both the Indian team and Sachin would have been prepared for this. It was really hoping against hope that he'll get ready in time. The doctors had clearly said that he'll take about 6 weeks to recover, and it isn't 6 weeks yet. But that said, Tendulkar would have been desperate to go to West Indies for a couple of reasons. I think the last two tours to West Indies brought him a lot of pain. In 96-97, when he was captain, India had a great chance of winning a test match there in Barbados. They had won 40 to chase and got bowled out for 81. And on the last tour, again, it would have been a great chance to win a series for the first time. India won a test, then lost two, and they had no business losing the test in Jamaica. And he was training hard and he really wanted to go. But it's a reflection of the health of Indian cricket that the Indian team is not as reliant on Tendulkar anymore. And I think it will open up a couple of places. PVS Lakshman will get a chance to... He'll perhaps get a run of three tests. If India decide to play four bowlers, Suresh Raina might get a chance to make his debut. So, in terms of the team actually, I don't think Sachin's absence is so critical anymore.
You know, that brings me to my next question. Over the years, Sachin has been almost a talismanic presence for the Indian side. How has his role in the team and his importance to the team changed since his debut in 1989?
See, the team doesn't revolve around him anymore. And I think he accepts it. Rahul Dravid has been India's main batsman for the last 4 or 5 years. But Sachin's presence does something to a lot of players in the team. And more importantly, there's a effect that it has always on the opposition. You know, when a player like Lara, Tendulkar, Glenn McGrath, Shane Warne, even if they don't perform at their best, there is something that they do to the opposition. That's intangible. You can't really count it in number of runs that he's going to score. You know, Sachin's absence will be felt in the dressing room, in team meetings, and in the middle to an extent.
Sambit, do you think it's kind of ironic that when Sachin was experiencing his best years through the 90s, he never had the team to back him up and the bowlers to get wickets and so on. And now that the Indian team has a whole bunch of people performing, Sachin has gradually dwindled his, he's having injury problems and he's well past his best.
It's Tendulkar's tragedy, actually, that from 89 to 96, 97, even till 99, you had the world's best bowlers playing. That was the era of bowlers, and Tendulkar brought out some really memorable hundreds there. And the team was miserable. There was nobody to support him. Rahul Dravid really started becoming the player that he is after 2000. So Sachin's best year coincided with India's most miserable years. And, you know, you had all sorts of other things. You know, when he was captain, he never got the support of the selection committee. The kind of professional help that is available to the Indian team wasn't there in terms of the support staff, professional coach. So there's nothing that he can do about it. And we have to accept that Tendulkar isn't and will never be the batsman that he was in the first 10 years of his career. So instead of sort of living a lament, I think we should look to enjoy what he can offer us in the next couple of years that he'll play.
Sambit, that's a good note to end it on. Thanks for speaking to us. If you have any feedback on Crick Info Audio, please write into audio@crickinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off for Crick Info Audio.
This is Crick Info Audio.